You are listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend. Hey, this is Maximus, and like I said, I left the door open today to see who might be coming in, and oh my goodness. Hi, Eva.
Hey, Max.
This is a voice we haven't heard in the KPTZ studio in a little while.
I know. I've been in retirement, and it's felt great, but every now and then something nudges you enough, and you come on out of retirement. Today, one of my dearest in town, Simon DeVoyle, nudged me. Eva, can I come on the radio? Oh my goodness, Simon has something new. Simon, tell us what's going on.
Well, I miss you.
Oh no, I snorted. That's okay. Why I haven't been on. Forgot my good behavior.
Yes, I've got a new album, an album that I just birthed, and I wanted to talk about it, but I wanted to talk about it more depth, and you have such a generous way of interviewing that I was like, I want her. And then so I just prodded you a wee bit, and you said, yeah, maybe we can crash somebody else's show. So thank you for letting us crash your show.
Oh, you're welcome, you're welcome. That's, you know, Circus Maximus, we have rings available for everybody.
Oh, nice.
That's good. The birthing of the album is quite a process. It doesn't happen overnight or with an idea. Can you, like, give us a little heads up of what you got to go through to make this happen?
Well, I think the symbol of the fact that I'm launching the CD on the blue moon says quite a lot. Yeah, I've got a CD launch on the 31st of January at Finn River. This is the first album I've released in 6 years. And it wasn't that I didn't have the songs. I didn't have, first of all, the money. I did it on a strict budget, and it was $4,000.
Wow.
And I also didn't have the time, so up until now. But now the time is right, and in the spring, I really started heavily recording with Amy Ringle, helping me kick it off. And then it was pretty full on until early December.
In this CD, you found some champions.
I did, yeah. I needed financial help to do this. And I just asked people at gigs occasionally if there was anybody who wanted to be a patron of my music and help me. And they, 8 people came forward and gave me about $200 each. And they also got involved in the story, and I asked them to send me prayer and goodwill. It was a really lovely process, and 2 of the songs I don't think would have made it on if they hadn't had champions, because they didn't go very well, and I would have just binned them. But I was like, I can't, I've got song champions to be accountable to. So that was a great process too, because it helped me persevere and put in the extra time.
It's nice to get other people involved in the birthing of the project. You know, even when someone has a baby, they have their birth coaches and they have their other people. I mean, it takes a village.
Mm-hmm. It does.
I got to go to the thank you party to the champions, even though I'm not a champion. I am a Simon supporter.
You are. That's why I wanted you there.
And I loved that people were able to pick songs that spoke to them and moved them, and I found it very, very touching and beautiful the way that came together.
Mm-hmm. I was a bit nervous about that. I'm like, wow, these are my songs that I care about a lot, and I'm opening them up on the internet saying, who wants to champion this? I suppose I could have said no. If I'm very British, that would be rude, and we don't like to be rude.
Like to be nice and proper.
We do. We like to have manners. Just thinking about your question. Yeah, it was a lovely process, and the right people found the right songs. You probably heard that at the special house concert.
Yeah.
But it's, and the songs are very different as well.
I liked how Amy Ringle at one point said, this one must be on. And I thought that's interesting. You probably have a million songs in your pocket that you've written and worked on, and yet which ones make the cut?
Yeah, that's an interesting process, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I would say that Amy and my wife, Lyndon, probably had the biggest influence on that. There's always a couple of songs that I'm like, I don't think that's very interesting. I don't think anybody's going to want to hear that. And they kind of get really defensive and say, no. And there's two songs that Amy was like, these have to be on the album. And I think she was quite right.
Are we going to listen to one of those today?
We could do, if you
want
to.
Well, I know we want to hear Unfolding. This is one that really moved me the other night during the concert. Was this Kate's song?
No, this is Susan's song.
Oh, Susan's song.
Susan, who didn't know me but knew Amy and read on the website that Amy was collaborating this song with me. So
her house was where the party was. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing home. We've got a lot to talk about.
Well, let's listen.
But I know
to
our
music.
Listeners need to hear about amazing Simon Duvall, singer, songwriter. I have a lot more things to put after your name of who you are and what you do, but we're going to start out singer-songwriter Simon Duvall, Unfolding.
La 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 la
I just remembered why I miss doing the radio so much. That chance to have those headphones on and be fully immersed in the music. And wow. I know there's more than just you on that piece, and it's the blending of the talent, the voices, the instruments, the genius of putting it all together. Amazing.
It's interesting that that song I didn't have to do very much to, because Amy and I had played it so often live that it revealed itself as a finished song, especially at the very end with all the voices. There was a winter solstice concert we did in her cabin that was candlelit that was one of the most magical moments for me as a musician. So that song that you just heard is actually on my first album, and it was recorded as a draft. I was just in the middle of recording the album. The song came out, and I recorded it at 1 a.m, and it was such a sad song about losing my relationship and my life at the Abbey. And over the years, I kept playing it, and then the song kind of grew wings, especially when I was on tour with Amy around Scotland. And then when I brought it back, her friends all started singing, and they started singing in perfect harmony. And then that was a lovely moment to capture. And then the fiddler, he recorded remotely. I met him at a conference, a guy called Daniel. I played with him for 1 hour, and that was it. And I got his email address, and I emailed him. I said, "Are you still interested in playing on my album?" And he said, "Yeah, sure." So I sent him the finished track, and he added the fiddle, and it just soars. I'm so grateful to him. Daniel Kippel Young.
Way to go. I mean, to me, it felt like the birth of the CD, having an idea and holding it so tender and letting it come to light and letting it create. Amazing.
That's the way that I do my carpentry and sacred object making. I mean, one of the things that you hinted at earlier is that I'm not just a singer-songwriter. I'm really a sacred musician, and that's an extension of my making sacred objects. And you pick it up, when you pick up the raw materials, and you turn them over and over in your hands, and you don't really start building until you feel the go-ahead, and you know where the road is, or you know what the end object should look like.
I like that. I noticed some of your CDs, your songs, are personal, about breakup or the process that you've gone through with your own being and how you've transformed. And yet there's this other sacred, spiritual music, and somehow they're all blended together. I guess I say everything is God, so it doesn't matter if we're singing about our cat. You know, it's all good. But I wondered if you wanted to speak a little bit about that. I know you are a minister, an interfaith minister. And what is an interfaith minister?
Oh, that's a good question. I will answer that one first. So I'm actually an interspiritual interfaith minister, which is even more complicated. We live in an interfaith world. Actually, if you go back, all the mystical greats, like Jesus, lived in a very interfaith world. I remember many years ago, there was a young South African minister who was pretty cool. And I met her in the Abbey. She did a sermon on Winnie the Pooh and honey. And I just remember thinking, you're amazing.
Sweet.
Oh, it was very engaging. Very out of the box. And she came up to me and she said, "Simon, you really should train as a minister." And I was like, Lauren, I just can't do that, because for me, God is so much bigger than Christianity. And she said, "That's the whole point. That's why you should train as a minister." And that kind of planted a seed. Sometimes other people see aspects of us first. And then when I lived in Vermont, I found out about this really cool interfaith, interspiritual seminary. And it was created really in the aftermath of September 11. A bunch of my teachers were disaster chaplains, and they were at Ground Zero. And I think that they were compelled to do something to overcome the religious division, not just learn about each other's theology, but really sit down at table together and connect in spiritual practice and get over our individual belief systems. So I was trained to be a sacred presence outside of church, outside of religion. And I think music is the perfect place to do that. And
I do.
Earlier you were talking about the crossover between ministry and music. For me, it's all about love and it's all about heart. And then there's this other aspect, which is about embodiment, or maybe let's call that authenticity. And you know, when you hear a song, it could be sung by a 19-year-old, right? It doesn't matter which genre it is. When you hear somebody singing and they have a full heart and they really mean what they're singing, it grabs hold of you. It makes beautiful, beautiful art. That heart quality and that authentic quality need to be there in as a minister as well, because what's the point of living if you don't own your faith, if you don't respond from heart and love? It's all about heart.
Indeed. And through your instrument, I've noticed that there can be a certain vibration on the tenor of your voice, and it seems to go into my heart, and I'm thinking it goes into all heart. And to me, that spreads the message, but the feeling.
I know, music's amazing. Music is amazing at doing that. I used to, for many years, I've called it liquid emotion. Music is liquid emotion. But it's more than that. It is a way of connecting and sharing. Yeah, it's the ABBA song, Thank You for the Music. Oh my God, yeah. Well, first of all, who would I be if I didn't make sense of myself through music, right? There's that whole aspect of psychotherapy almost. But then the second aspect is about having something to share that makes a difference. And people have always cried through my gigs. Always. I used to think, is this okay? Am I doing something wrong? There's all these people crying. And I've since learned that that's just part of what I get to do in the world, is break down those barriers and unite. And that can be through sadness, but it's not just through sadness. It's also through joy and through deeper meaning, heart meaning. Tears are many things, they're not just sadness.
Indeed. I loved one quote on your website. It was from, coincidentally, a young girl named Eva.
Mm-hmm.
Eve. Yeah. And it was, Simon, your voice is so scratchy, but it soothes me. Mm-hmm. And I love listening to it, or I forget the second half of it. But I just thought, wow, how perceptive, like, to get it and react to it and be able to share that. You know, mm-hmm. She got the feeling of it.
This is KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend. Good morning. Good morning. It is Tuesday morning. My name is Maximus. The name of the show is Circus Maximus, and today I have Simon DeVoyle, and I have got Eva in my studio. How wonderful it is to have you both here.
Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome. Eva, I'm just going to throw this right back to you.
Great, because we have a lot to touch on. Spiritual interfaith minister, acclaimed international singer-songwriter. We cannot forget Carpenter.
Yes, well, that's why I'm in Port Townsend, isn't it?
Boat builder.
Yeah.
And now we can also say guitar rebuilder.
Yes.
Wow. We have to talk about She.
Here she is. Can you hear that?
This is one of the most amazing stories that I've heard Simon share. And time people come forward and with support and love. And
so,
let's hear it.
What I was talking about is that in October, Amy and I were doing a fundraiser for transgender youth. There's an amazing boat that I'm connected with called the Felicity Anne. Now, the Feliciana is a 23-foot-long small sloop that was the first boat to be solo womaned across the Atlantic in the 1950s by an amazing, very brave widow called Anne Davidson, who was terrified pretty much the whole way. She faced her fears. We were very impressed by that story, so we decided to do a gig on board the Feliciana before she was fitted out, because she was basically a big sound chamber, right? Wow. So the whole hull was open at that point in time. There was nothing built inside her. So Amy and I sat up on the boat and we did two gigs. And the second one, I was fuzzing because it was so cold. I was like making soup and I just baptized a baby and running around trying to be Superman. And I unloaded the vegetables and put them in the crock pot, and then I moved my truck and I'd unloaded my instruments and leaned them up against the side of the truck. And I'd ran over my banjo and my guitar. And the guitar was smashed really, really, really badly into many pieces. And I just kind of fell to my knees and wanted to throw up. Because, I mean, it's the most expensive tool I have. It was a very expensive guitar that I got. It was a gift when there was a documentary made about me, and I got some money from that, and I could buy myself a nice guitar. And I had it for over 12 years, and the stories where that guitar has been. and here it was in pieces. And it was my fault, and I couldn't blame anybody. And I wasn't able to sleep for days and days. You want me to go on, don't you? Tell the rest
well,
of it.
Well, one of the people that helped you, James, the luthier,
Island.
I loved what he said at your concert, is that he listens to your CD every day. After hearing Unfolding, I thought to myself, well, I can see why he does that. I want to listen to your CD every day. Just start my day right, you know, get grounded, get expanded. So
yeah, what,
you
how
brought
amazing.
Your pieces to James so he could fix it for you, but...
I can't, yes, James and I became very close in that process. So I'm a woodworker. My level of skill is okay. I teach teenagers carpentry and some boat building. So I'm not a master craftsman. I'm just pretty good, right? I know nothing about guitars, and guitars are extremely difficult to make. You know, just like the top of a guitar is at a radius. Mine is at a 50-foot radius. I had no idea. And there's all these tiny details about where everything goes. I don't know if it's easier to build a guitar from scratch. I know with boats it's usually easier to build it from scratch than to repair something that's broken. But I had to rebuild the most important piece of the guitar, which is the soundboard, and I did that from a piece that used to be in a boat, and there's holes on the front of my guitar from where that board was screwed onto the boat. So I love that story, that I have a piece of a boat that my friend learned to sail on in my guitar, and it sounds amazing. I think my guitar sounds better than it did before.
Let's hear something.
So it's cedar, and the old one was spruce. Shall I play you a song, perhaps?
Shouldn't you?
Yes. All right, so you heard me play Dreams by Jai Jagadesh. I don't know how to say her surname, but it looks like it's Jai Jagadesh. I played this during a ritual at church recently, and it kind of grabbed hold of you, I think.
I think it was during Burning Bowl, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Burning
Mike's
Bowl is
favorite service, actually.
A personal favorite of mine.
Yeah,
Max, I mean.
So Burning Bowl is a wonderful unity. Unity is the church where I work. They have this ceremony of letting go at the start of the year. And I played this.
And taking on.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Creating
like
space.
Today's new moon.
Love it. Know you are love. Just as you are, dream your sweet dreams till your soul is released. Know you are loved, rest in peace. Dream your sweet dreams till your soul is released. Beloved child, my heart is yours. Beloved child, go out and open doors with your love, with your faith, with your compassion, with your grace. Oh, with your grace. Know you are loved just as you are. Dream your sweet dreams till your soul is released. Know you are loved. Rest in peace. Dream your sweet dreams till your soul is released. Beloved child, you are the light of the world. Beloved child, go out, spread light to the world. Be strong, be kind, be brave. Know that you're mine. Know that you're divine. Know that it's all right to feel afraid. Know you are loved just as you are. Dream your sweet dreams till your soul is released. Know you are loved. Rest in peace. Dream your sweet dreams till your soul is released.
And that is for all of you listeners today and each person that we know and touch, and we know that we're all loved and we're good just the way we are. And I think that's important. Sometimes we're always striving for the next thing. And wait a minute, that's not good enough. No, we're good. We're perfect. And one of the things that you help do through your music and carpentry is you help people connect with their sacred presence in everyday life. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, and I think that's what I do. Early on, as a minister, I had a kid ask me, Parker, he came up to me and he said, "So you tell people about God?" And I was like, "No, I don't." And he said, "Well, what do you do?" And I was like, give me a day. I used to say that to him. He used to ask me questions like, "Who made God's world?" I was like, "Oh, give me a day and I'll come back to you." So I came back to him. And I was like, I think my job is to create sacred space and to show other people how I connect with the sacred so that they can do that themselves. I mean, one of the things I learned really early is that it's not my job to pray for others. It's my job to join others in their sacred landscape, whatever that is, whether they use the word prayer or not. People have their own depth of understanding, and they use different words, and they see it differently. You know, God is big enough to be all these things and more.
Wow. What do you follow that up with? I think I need to follow that up with, because when you mentioned the sacred space, I was lucky enough this year to actually go to one of your solstice concerts.
Oh yeah, that was amazing.
That was amazing.
I got to be part of that, yeah.
And you led it in this, what I felt was this humble, genuine way, transforming the unity space into
something
almost
else.
The universe. I mean, it was amazing. The lighting was beautiful, the musicians you brought together. I, of course, am hoping that there is going to be more of these events. But can you kind of talk about this more. It seems to be more in line with the interfaith and the interspiritual ministry. I know we talked about directions, and I want to hear a little bit about Dear Medicine.
Mm-hmm. I love that you attribute that concert to me, because it totally wasn't. I was just
You were the conduit, for sure.
Yeah,
I was. You made it happen.
What's it called? A butler. I think I was the butler of that mansion. So that was a beautiful collaboration of five sacred musicians: myself, Alexa Sunshine Rose, Leaf Lovetree, Amy Ringle, and Lawrence Cole. Right, Lawrence Cole, whatever he does is amazing. And then all these people came. I don't know how many there were. Maybe 120.
All I know is
it was the most people I've seen.
It was the most packed
room
I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I remember just before I called in the directions, saying to people, "This is a sacred gathering of people that have a strong pagan animist aspect of their faith. We're all different. We're all going to be a little bit uncomfortable, and that's okay." And then just jumped in and gave people the space to do whatever they needed to do. And then there was a lot of interaction between the people who were there. I remember like Gretchen was there and got up and led.
And that baby.
And the baby, yeah. Yeah. I always love it when I get upstaged by a baby. But that baby in particular, she's pretty special. I'm just trying to think back to what your original question was. It was about
creating that
deer medicine as
well. Yes, yeah. That what I'm calling almost a more earth-based Native American part that you brought into that service.
So I'm Scottish, and I can go to a glen called Glen Lyon where my ancestors are buried. In that glen, there's standing stones. The further back in my lineage you go, the higher up the glen the graveyards are where their bodies were buried. And I can look at the house where they used to live. There's a gate between a field where two of them met. There's an ancient yew tree that is many thousand years old in the graveyard. There's a place that I can go in which there's a living history of my people. This is on my mum's side. We're McCallums. And I have a deep connection with nature. One of the things that is a bit more unusual about me as a minister is that I'm a transgender person. And I was born as a girl. And I wasn't very good at being a girl. And I grew up in a pretty rough little town. And I did not have an easy time. So I changed genders almost 20 years ago, and things were very different then. So I spent quite a lot of time lonely as a child. And one of the things that came forward into that loneliness was Mother Nature. So I've got this deep sense of belonging on the land, because my people have always been there. I have a deep need to interact with Mother Nature, and I just would walk the beach every day and long for the mountains. I used to want to be a hermit. Desperately wanted to be a hermit. I found people very difficult to deal with, which is really strange that I'm a minister now. But Mother Nature has always been really important, and that is part of the Celtic Christian way. It's Christianity is different outside of America. Like if you go to India, it's totally different. Oh. And if you go to Scotland, there's a very strong bent on original blessing, that the land is good, that you're here, you're part of that living being, right? And I bring that as an interfaith minister, and that resonates really strongly with many people in Port Townsend and many people here who have a strong thirst and faith, but they just find the religions too narrow. And I think many people have that direct relationship with nature. And that they were the people that all came for the solstice concert, and we don't normally get together and sing like that because we don't have a church to go to. We're not Native American, you know. We're inspired by that, but we don't have a home to go to. So that's where the holy days throughout the year are really, really precious in constructing sacred reality. And when you can gather with other people that want to sing and do ritual, magic happens, as you witnessed, and it was pretty amazing. So I'm hoping to do a lot more concerts. That's one thing that the board at Unity are looking at, helping me bring in more sacred musicians. I'm going to do the first one. It'll be on the 1st of February.
Great. People, mark your calendars. It's something that you definitely want to be there. It's magic. You can feel it.
I think it's what I'm supposed to be doing, you know, sharing music and ritual and not preaching, just getting up and I'm kind of like publicly just singing.
Yeah.
And because singing for me is so much about connection.
Yeah.
And
you bring all the people together around that. I loved one thing that Lawrence Cole said during the concert was his instrument were all the people's voices.
Yeah,
and
he
played us.
Uh-huh.
It was really, really great. Deer Medicine is also in your beloved guitar.
Well, before we talk about that, there's a track that I think really... So there was, as I was recording the title track, which is called Trust, I was driving home and the car in front hit a doe, and we saw her go to the side of the road and just reeling. It was very distressing. And we pulled over and we went and spent time with this magnificent creature as she was dying. And it's so distressing when we kill an animal and don't know how to respond. I mean, I have a tiny little car. I don't have a knife or a gun or a club. There were some people who stopped who saw her as meat and were very irreverent, but they were going to eat her. So I passed the situation on to her and they were going to get a gun and kill her. I found it very distressing and then went home and recorded with Leaf. And there's something about the gentleness of that deer and the magnificence of her life that made its way into the track. You'll really hear it in his flute playing, and then afterwards we can talk about that a bit more. So this is Trust we're going to listen to. Except the fall, except the fall. Love, please stand still till I can find a foothold. And I will pull myself up to you. Good at trust, except the fall, except the fall. Love, please come home. I can tell you of the perfect colors in this November day. to trust except the fall. But I should know by now that even the ones who fly need first to fall.
I can see that we're starting to lose time on Circus Maximus. I really want to thank Max for opening the door to one of his three rings so that we might come in.
My pleasure. Simon, please do come on again. Let us know where we can get the CD.
Good idea. Where can we get your
again,
CD?
And again, where can we see you perform?
Yes. Thank you for asking that. So the CD launches on the Blue Moon, which is the 31st of January at 6 o'clock at Finn River. It is $10, or if you have a low income, $5. I always have work trade options. Best way to contact me is through my website, simondevoil.com, D-E-V-O-I-L. I do a lot of things, so it's worthwhile checking my live page. I actually had my arm twisted by my intuition into doing Facebook, and a friend of mine called Nat Devar is going to hold my hand and set up a Facebook page for me today. So I hate things that invade on my contemplative practice. I'm so distracted.
But it's a good way to connect.
It's a great way to connect.
And share.
And I'm fed up with people not knowing where my concert is, because people under the age of 40 don't tend to know when I'm playing. So I'm like, okay, I want younger people to come to my things more. I do a lot of things that nobody comes to. And that's okay. It's okay. It's just a bit
That's so sad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, when you're so amazing.
They come to my gigs. People come to my gigs a lot, but I do a lot of other kind of sacred chanting and other things. But that's okay.
Hey, we have time for one more, I think, if Simon will indulge us.
Yeah, do you want me to play something live? Or
yeah, let's play something live.
And again, Eva, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, it's been a blast.
It's been too long.
I forgot how much I love doing
and
this.
Simon, thank you for coming on, and you are very, very welcome to come on again soon.
Thank you.
Internationally acclaimed singer-songwriter, interspiritual interfaith minister, public speaker, community boat builder, subject of the award-winning documentary A Funny Kind of a Guy, genuine, true, blue heart friend. I love you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Eva. So this song, I adopted, I didn't write it. It's called Born. It is by Over the Rhine. They are an amazing band. If you don't know Over the Rhine, check them out.
Just play it on Sunday.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for listening. Have a good day. I was born to laugh. I learned to laugh through my tears. And I was born to love. Gonna learn to love without fear. So pour me a glass of wine. We'll talk late into the night, who knows what we'll find. Intuition, deja vu, the Holy Ghost haunting you. Whatever you got, I don't mind. 'Cause I was born to laugh. I learned to laugh through my tears. And I was born to love. Gonna learn to love without fear. I put my elbows on the table, then I listen long as I am able. There's nowhere I'd rather be. secret fears, the supernatural. Thank God for this new laughter. Thank God the joke's on me. 'Cause I was born to laugh. I learned to laugh through my tears. And I was born to love. Gonna learn to love without fear.
We'll see you all at Finn River on the 31st, the Blue Moon.
Thank you, KPTZ.